Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, May 2nd, 2010. As we'll be in San Francisco right now. But anyway, let's get the show started. We're going to continue on with last week's thing. As promised, I've had to rewind it about a minute so you can get up to speed, and then we'll start going from there. And then we'll talk to you next Thursday night live.
Making your life better for the sake of just living gives you a better quality of life, if not another single year. I'd rather have, if I couldn't gain another single year, at least I'd have a better quality of what I'm living and not have any days of sickness and not get up in the morning stiff and can't walk. I like to wake up in the morning feeling good and go out jogging. That's the way it should be for everybody at any age. My mother is 83 and she still runs and plays tennis. And you can keep yourself running, you know, and moving if you want to. I agree, when you get older, it's a little bit harder to get yourself motivated sometimes. But once you get yourself past the hard-to-motivate stage and get into the operation, you feel really great about it. So you can just remember that feeling next time you're motivating yourself. The other thing that human growth hormone does, and where it's affected me the most, is eyesight. My eyesight, I wear contact lenses, and I went from a 450 down to a 375 in 1 year. So I've increased quite a bit. I was going the other way, and I was going to get some glasses made over because I'm nearsighted. And my friends that manufacture the hormone for me says, don't bother for 2 years replacing your glasses, because in 2 years you won't hardly need any. And right now my glasses that I had for 20 years are way too strong. I can barely use them. Yeah. Sure, you can use it. Yeah. She wants to know, if you have glaucoma, can you use growth hormone? Yeah. You can definitely use it. Go ahead. Yes, it helps cataracts too, yeah. Produces more oxygen in the body. One of the big things, yeah, cataracts and glaucoma both are lack of oxygen. And growth hormone definitely increases the cells, you know, the oxygen capability of cells tremendously. We have it in a spray form. We didn't bring enough for everybody, but you can order it and send it to you, yeah. About what? I've never worked with that, you know. What is it exactly? Okay, it would help that, because not only because of oxygen, but because of the delivery of the nutritional system, the capability of the nutritional system to interpret vitamins. What happens with, in a lot of cases of diseases, of, you know, like I call decaying diseases, because of organ shrinkage, you know, you have 7 endocrine glands, 1 for each level of consciousness. And if these 7 endocrine glands don't function, you cannot assimilate your 7 vitamins, 7 types of vitamins that your body takes. There's more than 7 names of vitamins, but there's only 7 frequencies of vitamins divided into the colors. Okay? So it becomes important to understand that. Now I want to cover another subject here, because I realize time gets away from me rather quickly. And that is the nuclear receptor. This is another device that we developed back in 1981, which is all over the world now. The nuclear receptor is a electrical precursing device. It's patented in the United States, and I don't know how many companies have tried to copy the ideas of what we came up with this in the beginning. There's 1,000 different things that people wear around your neck today under 1,000 different names. But the nuclear receptor is the first one that was ever patented, and it's got a track record. And if I gave you the names of who wore them in the world, it would be like name dropping to choke a horse. But trust me. In some of the events that are taking place, the big athletic events this week, there's some of those receptors are quite involved. And the receptor, what it does, it enhances the 7 frequencies of the hydrogen atom in the body. We talked a little bit about the shape of the carbon atom, a little bit about nitrogen. The hydrogen atom is the atom of exchange of consciousness in the body. And as we move around the Pleiades, you know, our solar system is moving around the Pleiades, the central sun, Alcyone, at the rate of 25,827.5 years in one rotation. In that time period, we have 2,250-year breaks where the frequency or the integrity of energy on our atomic system changes frequency. And these have been divided into what are called ages. An age, the last age that we lived in was the Piscean Age. In that time, there was a certain a measurable amount of consciousness available from the universe, from within the universe, to allow us to interpret our surroundings, our environment. In that time, science made certain advances, and of course, people, the religious looks and views of that time were, I believe. So in the last 2,000 years, many of our major religions today got their origins. Now we're moving into the Aquarian Age. The Aquarian Age is a time where people are born with a knowing consciousness. And so they don't need science or religion to really have an understanding of their environment, being here and now. When that knowing consciousness comes upon us, one of the things it erases is time. Because in the older consciousness, the believing consciousness, we needed time to condition our emotions because we were more emotional beings. Today we become more mental beings. Whether we want to or not, we wake up. So with this time, when we become mental beings, it becomes necessary to fight away at the environment that the horrible dark forces are putting before us in the guise of our governments. Well, one thing that's kind of neat about all of this is you look at these government situations of control around the world, and you wonder how can we as people out here, even though we know one person makes a difference, how can we change all this? The way we change all this is each one of us individually becomes a better person. That's all you have to work on is yourself. You don't have to worry about all of these things out there. Make yourself a better person. As you make yourself a better person, your auric field quadruples and multiplies and sends energy out. And governments discover themselves. People within the governments discover themselves. And the governments fall apart because the governments were here to protect religion for the last 2,000 years. You know, now they can't protect religion anymore. Governments aren't necessary, and they don't work. That's why last week, the two of the terrorists, Muhammad Atma and one of the other terrorists, they got their green cards, their visas approved last week in the United States. Okay? That's our government, but that's all governments. All right? One of the funniest governments in the world is the California Department of Motor Vehicles. You think the INS down there is funny? You should see what they do. That could be a whole hour of jokes. And that's the way governments are. They don't function anymore. So this causes time because we now can become conscious and aware of time. When we become aware of time, devices like the nuclear receptor, which are anti-ELF devices, cell-enhancing devices, become very much, in use. You know, our oxygen level from World War II to now has dropped almost 20%. So we're living on more carbon dioxide, where our radiation levels are up. So we need to start having direct energy inputs. We got into studying direct energy inputs for consciousness years ago.
We'll see if that's going to flip over or not. Because that's quite a haul across that spectrum. We had 8 minutes there to finish up from last week. Should roll over and continue on like we want it to. Are you rolling over, Dr. Fred, or are we going to kick you out of here? Give Dr. Fred a minute or two to take his breath. Some of these recordings
produce more electricity and deliver more electricity to the organs of your body, that outside radiation and negative forces can no longer be affecting you. You become an effect of the outside. It goes with the adium of, or the axiom of becoming better yourself. It's part of the process. With yogis who practice this all of their lives, they are able to do things like stop their heart for periods of time, stop their breathing, and still maintain vitality in their cells without becoming breathing, circulating beings. So we would put them in, coffins and throw them in swimming pools and leave them down there for 15 hours and they'd come out and say hi. They would lay on the table and we'd measure their heart. They'd stop their heart for 2 or 3 minutes at a time and they'd be fine, which means the blood flow in the brain would stop, no brain damage. These are the kinds of things that everybody will be capable of doing if they want to, and they'll be able to do it automatically. And devices like the nuclear receptor are the prelude to that level of consciousness. In my book, Rays of Truth, there's what he called a telephone book, okay? My uncle did the phone, I did the phone book, okay? 500 pages, 400 illustrations. Why 400 illustrations? Because if you're like me, and you read this scientific stuff sometimes, just don't absorb it. But if you see a picture, and you look at the picture after a while, things work. I've always been a picture-type person. That's why I put so many pictures in here. Now, what I'd like to do is demonstrate the nuclear receptor. So I'd like to have one person come up here. Yeah, go ahead. Is it what? Is it depending on light? Like what? No, it doesn't depend on light at all. Yeah, you can wear it hidden away. Yeah, you want, oh, here we are. Volunteer right here. Now I'm going to get down here because, can everybody see? I'll get over here in the middle. Can you guys see here? Stage. I can put you up here. Can you see right here? Okay. Stand on the stage. I'll shout. How's that? I got a voice. Yeah, that's good. Okay, now first what I want to do. First what we do is we muscle past the fiscus dorsi, which shows us the electrical storage of the body, and pushing the arm down. Simple muscle test in kinesiology. You put your arm straight out now. Take a fist. You know, we're going to push through this. Okay, feel your strength? Mm-hmm. Okay, she's got a small amount of strength here. This will be over with a wrestler tonight. You never know. Okay, now I've got two types of glue here, both very toxic. So I'm going to give her two types of toxic glue. All right, she's going to start breathing, though. In 15 minutes, she would probably not be standing here very long. So put this in your hand, put that up, and start breathing the bag in there. It's full of glue. See, you can make a fist. Resist. Okay, not much left now, right? Feel it? Mm-hmm. Okay, how's the glue? Good? Okay, now put the receptor on. Alright. Nice shiny glue again. Okay, arm back up. Make this. Resist. Good test. Let's have you in the out.
Oh!
How's that? Do they do work? You can do this to your friends when they have them.
Sleep with it too?
No, they sleep inside of a pyramid. The receptor, we make it out of three different metals, depending on your pocketbook, right? Also has an effect on the energy. The first type of receptor metal that we use is cadmium based. Cadmium and zinc are the least expensive of the materials. A lot of people, that's what their price range dictates. And they absorb radiation as well as produce a complete dynamic healing effect of the entire body. One thing I want to say about growth hormone, vitamins, receptors, pyramids that we make, all that kind of stuff, it allows the body to enhance itself. Don't ever rely on this or a vitamin for your consciousness. It's within the hydrogen atom. These only enhance or block the things that, you know, allow us not to have self-enhancement, but there's a tremendous resistive force out there. So the cadmium receptor absorbs a certain amount of radiation in the body and doesn't have to be washed off. Then the next step up is a little bit more powerful receptor made out of silver. Silver absorbs radiation, and in so doing, itself becomes radioactive. And so what happens is when you wear the silver, when after 2 or 3 days, you need to rinse it off in a water, you know, your water faucet before you put it on. Otherwise, when you put it on, you'll feel like a lead weight in your chest. That's because now you've had radiation removed from your body and you're starting to put it back, okay? And gold, we make them out of an 18-karat gold source, and that removes a heck of a lot of radiation. And I find of mine, I have to wash it off sometimes twice a day now. And you become that sensitive. Because when you become that sensitive to energy, your thought process is like lightning. Your energy is so much clearer. And if you do things at night, like have a party once in a while, and the next morning you're going to wake up foggy, you won't wake up foggy, and that's a little different. So I don't recommend that you do things that you did the night before once a week or something, but the fact is your body detoxes a whole lot faster when you wear one of these things. And the ultimate one we make is out of platinum, but I don't recommend it because when you wear pure platinum in a receptor form, it's so hard on the adrenals unless you're in your top physical shape. It's just too speedy because it's very, very noticeable. Then what we do is at our booth, we muscle test you for one of seven different colors. What we're looking for in the electron-proton spin thing that goes on in the body, which causes the cells, everybody has a weakness in one of the seven colors. So depending on what color you're weak in is what color of a stone that'll be in here. And a stone acts as a filter and an amplifier for that color that you're weak in, so that the hydrogen atom now receives an enhancement of red through violet. This then in turn affects your assimilation of the nutrients that are necessary to go with the receptor and also the organs that need to be focused on, in which case the human growth hormone and the receptor work very well together. Okay, I've only got a couple of minutes. Does anybody have any questions in the last minute or two? Yeah, go ahead. We have the HGH at our booth, which is when you walk in the door upstairs, you go up the elevator and go in the door. We're about three aisles down on the corner on the left, Paradigm. And it's like 302 or 312. Another question? Yeah, we make a pyramid that you wear on your head, which I'll be covering tomorrow. That detoxifies the brain, okay? What? Well, the carbon atom is pyramid-shaped. Tomorrow we're going to demonstrate the geometry of the pyramid and the effects on the human body. This will be like a continuation of today, so you want to come if you can. Yes?
Will carrying a pure silver coin or gold coin have somewhat absorbing?
It absorbs a little bit, but not as much as the receptor. It helps some. I've got a gold coin on. The question was carrying gold coins. Gold coins do have a better effect on the body, as do silver. If you notice, the government's been removed a long time ago. Okay, go ahead. We found approximately an inch and a quarter diameter, which these are, the size, seems to work the best. We made them larger and smaller. This seems to have a resonant effect on the body. We use a 28 to 30 inch chain, which relates to 325 to 425 megahertz, which is the electrical frequency of the DNA itself. So the size and the length of the chain have to do with the actual DNA itself in the body. 375 to 425 megahertz. It's about 36 inches long. It's called a dipole effect. Okay? Other questions? Side effects or what? No, the only time we've ever had side effects from a receptor is if a person puts a diamond on, especially in a silver or a gold base, it raises their blood pressure considerably if they're not ready for it, because it's a big adrenaline release for that person. If you work up to these different stones, after you wear a receptor for a year or two, you'll change stones. That's why it's better to get a gold or silver one instead of changing receptors, because after you fix, say, green, then you might have to go to red. You'll eventually end up with a yellow or a white diamond, most people do, which is solar plexus and the crown chakra, and that's pretty much what you'll stay wearing for the rest of your lives. But you know what? To put the wrong stone on, I've had people put the wrong stone on and get a histamine reaction like you do if you take niacin. Niacin causes you to release trapped proteins, you know, through a histamine reaction, which become antigens if you don't release them. We've had that happen with receptors. That's why we want to muscle test you first for the right one. They are, yeah, go ahead. Okay, the question was, what's the difference between taking a raw form of HGH and something that will release, you know, a growth hormone in the pituitary? What happens is the HGH is producing one IGF-1, insulin growth-like hormone from the liver. That's what HGH does. Stimulating the body to produce HGH, only IGF-1 after the aging process has been found to do that. The body manufactures a constant amount of HGH over a lifetime, but to stimulate it and cause it to, the body, the organ has a tendency to go into atrophy, the pituitary. So by introducing the human growth hormone, it causes the gland to start becoming active again. And I might add, when you start taking it, you got to stop taking it after a few days. Or take it for a week and give it 2 days. The 2 days that you give it a rest makes the body go to work again. Whereas that's the only way that we've been found to stimulate it so far. The receptor enhances the process, so you require less growth hormone than a person not wearing a receptor. Okay, that was a very good question. I'm glad you brought that up. Yes. It did what? Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they do. Because if they wake up, you're going to realize they're on drugs. It's true. You know, these health departments and these governments are like our INS. You know, they all go to the bathroom, I think, the same way, and they're a member of the same club. Yeah, go ahead. Melatonin is excellent. She asked, what about melatonin? Melatonin is a growth hormone-like substance, and it's an enhancer for HGH. Very good. Melatonin was in service before HGH, but melatonin does not stimulate the natural human growth hormone in the body. Yes. That's a secondary reaction. Also works with human growth hormone. Yeah. But there's no substitute. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I am cut off, went over time. We'll be continuing tomorrow about the same time, I think in the same room, and thank you very much for coming.
Well, that finishes that one off. I hope you will join us tomorrow. No, just kidding. That was right after 9/11, in case you wondered what the references were for. So now we'll pop in another little puppy here. Continue on with this new puppy. See what Dr. Bell's up to this time and this time ago. You never know what he's up to. What's going on, Dr. Bell? You got something going there?
Hands together like this and breathe a little bit. Try it. Okay? Now pull your hands apart, see if you can feel an energy field between your hands. Okay? It's real strong in this building. I'll feel it. If you take that energy field and move it down on a piece of grapefruit juice or orange juice, it will change the pH of that because the life force is there, and this will become sweet. You can do the same thing with the pyramid. You can put it on there without doing that with your hands, and it will also become sweet. So what happens is if you rub your hands together like this and get it going, try that again. It's like the people on the front row. I'll just show you. You can try this at my booth later. Now hold your hands up. Now watch the pyramid enhance that feeling. See? Hold them up like this. You feel it better. It's like this. I'll do that now. Feel it change? Yeah. Like this. Maybe the rest of you, I don't have time to do the whole audience, but I'll just do the front row and you come down to the booth and try it, you know? See the difference? So when you use this structure, it's aiding the prana or the life force in the body without. Now, did anybody on the front row not feel this? Anybody, you guys did not feel the difference. You didn't feel it. But everybody else did. If you didn't feel it, this means some of your body's blocked, and you just need to build your sensitivity up. Okay? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 5 out of 6 isn't too bad. Okay? Yeah.
How can you protect yourself in the dream state? You mentioned that earlier.
We use the irradiator, and we use the pyramid structures. Pyramid structure, which you sleep in, is like this. Okay?
We discovered a long time ago when I was at Pyramid Power 5, we used to make a science kit. This was back in the early 70s when I first got into this. We used to give you a little wooden pyramid and two little containers of plastic with little shrimp eggs and some brine solution. And you pass these little eggs in the brine solution. You had one group inside a small pyramid, you know, in one part of the room, and 10 feet away you had another group, the same shrimp, same solution, not in the pyramid. These represented single cells in the body. 6 to 8 weeks, religiously, all the shrimp out of the pyramid would all be dead, floating on the top. And a year later, these guys inside the pyramid were getting pretty good size. They're almost big enough to eat now. You know, they're getting so big. The reason for that is the ones over there died in the radiation that's prevalent in the air. So we have these larger pyramids with the orbs and different things you can put on top. And this allows you to, it protects you. At night when you go to sleep, the first stage of sleep is where your brain uses 80% of its nutrition. How many of you fall asleep when you're real tired and you wake up in an hour and your body is all wet and perspired because you're really, you know, you're really running some heat off of your body? That's burning off all the toxins, okay? That's the detox part of the body. Where your energy is only your aura field is only 2 inches away from your physical body. And it's during this time that the spine unloads. When the spine unloads, it releases more electricity. And so what happens is radiation from a radar set or a television transmitter or a taxi cab or a citizen's band radio or one of these handheld cellulars, could be anything, hits that radiation body. And so you get that jumping sensation. You're going back into your body. When you sleep in a pyramid, that goes away. Okay? It stops. You might get it once in a while, but it's very rare. Then what happens is, after you've gone through this period of detox, then you start dreaming. And that could be in an hour, 2 hours, or 10 hours, depending on how clear your body is. When you start dreaming, your body moves immediately 13 feet out. Your astral body moves 13 feet out up on the astral plane. And you're now separating from the physical plane. This is where the grays come in. Okay? They can come right in, set your body up, do something, pull you back into your body, but not instead of pulling them back into your body, they're containing your body, physically transport your body up into a ship and do whatever.
because they can lock in, they can get in between your astral body and your physical body with their energy. It's a high form of hypnosis. And it comes out as a vague dream, if anything, some people. Yeah.
Do you think you have very strong spiritual guides?
Yeah.
To protect you if something is happening at night?
Well, it depends on, let's put it this way, I've had some incredibly powerful spiritual guides, and still sometimes the guides allow you to have the experience. I know I was allowed to have the experience, a very powerful negative experience. They almost killed my wife, okay, physically killed her one time in different encounters that we've had. So you're able to get a taste of it whether you have strong guides or not. And if you're not on top of it and your guides aren't always there, and you got that kind of communication, you're definitely a prime target for their activities. This is the first device I'm showing you here. The other slide was just went into the Hieronymus effect, and it's first being patented years ago, which I won't go into today. This is a star orb. This wire right here goes into the ground wire, the third wire in your plug, okay? This is for negating ELF in a room or changing the environment of a room around. We have a larger version of it. It's called the Devastar. And the other night I videotaped the part of the Moonraker, because the Devastar is a really powerful device for absorbing radiation. And when Pinewood Studios in England produced the James Bond movie Moonraker, they used one of these things to make the space station invisible, but they had it chrome plated. If you ever watch Moonraker, you'll see it. It's quite clear in there in one of the scenes that they show. This is used for larger buildings. Now, in Laguna Beach, we live on top of a vortex. And being on top of a volcano or a vortex, this volcano or vortex that I've been living in goes down into the core of the earth. It's been used by different Tibetan masters, the Pleiadians, the Andromedans, to program other vortexes around the world. Because one of the things that we do is we network you to different vortexes all around the world when you get into the networking programs, which follows on after you've got into this a little bit more than today. And in the process of doing that over the years, I've had to increase, got so much ELF and so much activity from the grays in our house, and I've been in this house since it was new in 75, that we've had to increase a number to two of these things, one of these and one of the others in our house, to keep the radiation effects out. And I'm almost thinking of putting a third one in right now, because on a planetary level, it's really starting to get intense. This is a solar orb in which you can place a gemstone in here, and it generates a radiation out of it that's very positive for the brain. You can put this over your desk or a study area to enhance your studies a lot. This is called an ion shower. What an ion shower does, we didn't bring one of these to the show because they're pretty hard to transport, but this generates has a 50,000 volt Tesla negative ion pulse that's generated down into this thing, and you put it up over your head. And what happens is when you go out and you lose your creativity and you come back in and you want to restore it, it hits your body with so much energy, so much life force and negative ionization focus, that it completely flushes the carbon monoxide out of your system in a matter of seconds rather than waiting 24 hours. And so it's called the ion shower, and it causes your hair to stand up a little bit on the end, and it's quite an effect. So that was also given to us by the Pleiadians. This device here is called an irradiator. And what the irradiator does is it generates... We have down in our booth little catalogs down there called systems catalogs, but it generates a radionic field of a positive nature. Now, radionic fields of a negative nature were discovered in this country in 1947 when the Navy took pictures of locusts and different insects in farmers' crops, took them into a laboratory, and took the picture, stuck it in the box, the little black box, and then had the farmer whose crop owned it come into the laboratory and put insecticides in there and turn the dial on the box every day. They found that they could get rid of insects in that in fields at great distances using a photograph of the black box and the insecticide. That was the negative side of it. That's where the patents came from that were given to T. Gale and Hieronymus. And these energy fields come out of here in a positive way, and this is programmed into the big pyramid that you sleep in at night. And so when you get into your astral body, this guy hooks right up, connects right to it, and immediately you get a response from it. In Death of Ignorance, I go into great detail. There's been a lot of attempts by science to duplicate this technology, but so far, nobody really hasn't come as close to it. You can get an idea of the field right here. It's a scalar wave, because see, some of these pyramids are upside down, some of these pyramids are right side up. Now, we use a lot of master crystals in our system. This is one that weighed 300 pounds. It's over in Europe now. And we mine these down in Arkansas. We have a mining operation down there. We mine all sorts of quartz along with the Colemans, and we put it into positive use. And we teach people in our seminar series, our wet tape series, how to use these things. When you go into a heavier level of systems utilization, and you get ready to go into what's called the networking level, then it's necessary to have a master crystal. How many of you in here have master crystals right now? Okay, one, two. Those of you that don't, if you ever go to Arkansas and drive around Mount Ida, you'll come to little crystal shops along the way. And you go in there, and there may be just one crystal that they won't sell you. They say, that's our master crystal. And even though they don't understand how it works, for any price, you won't get that crystal, regardless of how big, small it is, if that's their master crystal. Because when a master crystal comes into your life, it attaches yourself to the mental energies and the physical energies of the body. If you go away and have that master crystal at your house and somebody wants to come in and sneak up in at night and take things away from you, the master crystal will block their thoughts and make them so paranoid and afraid and they'll go the other way. It becomes a great protector as well as other different things. I'm sure everybody that has one has had an experience with their master crystal. This is called an omnion. This is a technology that we use between the new moon and the full moon. And what it does is it causes a great shift in the vortexes. It creates a tremendous vortex in your house. It's like having the vortexes down at Sedona in your living room, that kind of thing, when you use one of these. These are some of the amplifiers that we use. This is a table that we use in Laguna Beach. It has all these sitting on them that we use with our systems down there. Now also, when we get into systems technology, we get ready to activate the systems. And we have to use sound. Sound technology is very important. And for that reason, we have created our own sound system. We have our own recording studios. Sound pollution is one of the worst forms of pollution that there is. It's one of the greatest forms of pollution besides radiation itself and the destruction of the immune system to cause a shortening of the lifespan. For example, if you're living on air, you never in your life would ever hear a police siren. You would never hear a bus honk or a horn honk. You would never hear a big crowd roaring and some disharmonious sound or somebody screaming all over the place. A jet taking off over your house or a military jet buzzing or a helicopter hovering down the street. You never would hear those sounds ever because they don't exist there. Because it's a society that doesn't have that stress on it. And long ago, and if you realize that creation started with our own sound. That effect, creating beam ships are sound-powered, light-separated. So what has to happen is you have to reintroduce sound into your lives of a proper magnitude. Sannyasi first educated us into sound technology when she allowed us to record beam ships in hovering in Switzerland. These sounds were then brought over here to America and ran through what's called sound spectrum analyzers. And we began to look at what was the component of the sound that made these things so different. In the process of doing that, we found a 1 kilohertz carrier with a series of frequencies of sound that worked down through the DNA level, RNA level of the body. And what was most important about the sounds that we heard about was what's called the timbre. How many of you in here don't know what the timbre is of a sound? Okay, for those of you that don't know, the timbre is, if you play the middle C on a piano and the middle C on a violin, it's the same note, same chord structure, different sound, right? That's because of the timbre. Timbre becomes very important. The first timbres to arrive in this world in the last 25,000 years came from the Pleiadians and were dropped off by Pleiadian teachers known as Rishis and given to the Brahmins. From this dropping off of technology or knowledge, instruments were created in Tibet to duplicate the proper timber structure for the human soul to be able to soar to great heights in the physical body. And of course, this instrument, the first instrument they gave was a sitar, which I'm sure you've heard. Other instruments followed, but primarily in that region. When technology came to the Western world with various kinds of synthesizers, which basically came around 1987, when Roland introduced what was known as the D50 linear arithmetic synthesizer, we were able to electronically not only duplicate the timbers of a Pleiadian ship, but we were able to supersede them. The importance of duplicating these timbers was that in a sustained note, if these timbers went into your body, it would cleanse the body, the sound element of the body, of all these disharmonic vibrations. As a result of that, all this crap from sound pollution would be released. So in the first tape that we produced, we used the Pleiadian ship all the way through the tape in the form of a rock opera called The Fellowship. We introduced the timbres of the Pleiadian consciousness. When you first hear some of the sustained parts of this particular music, it may sound a little strange to you and a little different. But what happens is, this difference that you're hearing is what you're used to, and this is what attracts you to is what you're not used to. After you hear it for a few weeks, you'll be addicted to it. And you'll hear it all the time, especially when you're driving around. Now, what will happen is, if you're like me, I play all these different tapes because each one has a different effect. But I may play them a whole lot and get tired of one of them. So I don't hear my own music or this kind of music for maybe a week or so. And I go out and listen to other forms of music and get polluted again. And then I'm starving to hear some particular song that I might like on the Fellowship album. The next area that we went into in sound reproduction was to deal with the specific gravity or the water changes, the lunar changes on the body. So we created Atlantis Rising, which is a story of Atlantis. If you read the J-card, it talks about the grays, and each one of these J-cards tells a story, which is a card inside. Basically, this album starts deep underwater, and then to make it realistic, we took live dolphins, we took live whales, and recorded their sounds and played them on this tape. So this has another effect on your consciousness, Atlantis Rising. This tape right here is Galactic Meditation. We did this in Europe with 19 different Japanese bowls, several Oriental instruments, and 3 synthesizers. This is for a very deep meditation where you go completely into another zone. So it's a steady type of tape or sound. It doesn't progress. These two are progressive. This one is not. This is an opening kind of tape, entirely different music, different kind of effect on the chakras than the other two. And this one right here is one that was produced by the guy downstairs, Maitreya, Ron his name is, Shambhala Warrior, and it takes you through different forms of attachment. It teaches you how to disassociate yourself with your ego and not get caught up in false messiahs and false prophets. And this is kind of a psychological thing to release you and become who you are rather than. So it's kind of got words and stuff on it. So these are some of the music things that we do, and I just wanted to kind of throw that in. Can we, let's see, now I'll turn these lights off. Those lights, I think they're in the back maybe. Let's turn all those lights off so it gets dark in here. There we go. This is one of our light generators that we use in our living room. We use different light generators. These we have made in Japan, and we sell them to people that need them for their systems. But this gives you an idea of the light frequencies that are generated. These light frequencies are totally synchronized in one of these light shows. They're totally synchronized to different tapes, different sounds. When we do our intensive seminar in Laguna Beach, sometimes we have to do it in shifts, but we take everybody during the course of the seminar up into our living room, which you'll see in a minute, and basically allow them to go on a trip to some other planet or the Pleiades or whatever. It kind of produces that effect. Here is one of the seminars that I do when I'm not here, one of the longer ones, where we're actually having a group, I'm playing live music in this one, we're activating the sounds and the energy fields on our systems, and the whole group is having experiences. When I do a 2-day seminar, like a private seminar, the one in Laguna, everybody has an experience. an extraterrestrial experience and you learn to program crystals as part of the seminar. I can't do that in 2 hours. It takes training. It takes exercises. We have meditations, breathing exercises, all sorts of things that we to break your body down to get it ready for it. Try to get out of the way so you guys can see it. This is the Fire Star Orb. One of the things that we use, it's a highly developed device. This device, people rub their hands and they open up because it's a huge device on the wall, as you can see by this person standing here. And this completely permeates the body. This is part of one of our networking devices that connects you with other groups in the world, but also causes you to connect with extraterrestrials. And we use that a lot for people that are becoming contactees. But it also releases different things in the body, and you have to program each one of these sections individually with different gemstones. And you can have psychics show you how to do that. We have ones that are trained in it, or you can figure it out for yourself. This is some of the energy of the irradiators. Okay, I'm going to have to skip. This system here was one of our first systems that Maitreya downstairs ever used. And he had it in his house in Hawaii. As a matter of fact, that child who's sitting in that picture is one of his kids, was born in this system. And you see him downstairs with some of the pyramids that he uses. This particular system, he put it up in Hawaii, and the Dalai Lama came along and saw it and got into the, this is one of the earlier, this happened back in 1981. What happened when the Dalai had it set up in Hawaii, the Dalai Lama came, got in it, and took Rama downstairs, I forget what booth he's in, but he's right underneath there, and he took him to Tibet. And now he's, of course, down there teaching all about the Shambhala connection. But it all started with this system right here back in 1981. He can tell you the story himself down there. He's got a big white guy that's real happy, you know, all the time. You know, he's got a big white outfit on. It says, "Be harmless." You want to learn about the Dalai Lamas? The guy will teach you. I'll tell you. He knows all about them. This is a system in here. I got to go faster. Now, we have another device that's called the Champagne Reflector. And you'll see that in a minute. It's very powerful. And what it does is it deprograms you and allows you to see up on the etheric planes. How many of you have heard of a place called Shambhala? Okay? Because Shambhala physically exists in the second ether. There's another system up in Aspen, Colorado that I visited up in the mountains up behind Bluebells that also has a big ethereal city that if you, in the proper frame of mind, you can see it. But most people are programmed. And if you think you're not programmed, look at this here and see if you see a triangle in there. If you do, you're programmed. I'm serious. If you can look at that for a little while, which if you try looking at this for a little while, and that triangle starts to disappear, then you're deprogramming yourself. Just take a minute or two with it and see what happens. See if it starts to disappear. Seeing three Pac-Mans and three triangles. See how it starts to flash in and out? Catch yourself? Okay. We have a device that teaches you how to do that permanently. Okay. That's called a champagne reflector. This is all kinds of stuff that happens where this society is programmed to be like sheep. And these are examples. You can prove it in a million different ways. I have to move on now. Okay, this is a view from the our house. We can see about 100 miles in every direction because we're on top of one of the highest mountains in Southern California down along the coast. And we have a lot of sightings up here. That's Long Beach way down there. We're in Laguna. You look the other way, you see down towards Dana Point in San Diego. This is our living room.
Well, that tape kind of ran down and kind of got away from me, so we will turn this puppy over and go to the other side. Sorry about that. Some of these guys, when they record these things, just make them too short. So we'll get Dr. Fred right back on here. Dr. Fred, you coming back here? Come on, dude. Let's see if he's going to be on that one now. It takes time. Every one of these recordings is different. Otherwise, we got other stuff to put on here. Don't worry. We still got a few more minutes left. Well, just hopefully that's a little bit more left on that one. Come on here. If not, we're at 48 minutes. And we'll get something on. My God, we got extra space here. Just can't let this run along like this. And I guess that one was empty. That was a one-sider. I hate those one-siders. If I don't see anything coming up. So we'll stop that puppy and we'll consider that a done one. I swear that lecture had a little bit more. So when that happens, we'll just put a little something on here with my buddy with Dick Gregory, who, by the way, I'll be working with this weekend again. I forgot. I haven't been with Dick Gregory in a while.
How's everybody doing?
I'm going to put him on.
Great. Good.
I'll be in the folk.
Great to have a...
get the adjustments up there.
...running the Black Health Council. Maybe it's black in the past. Can we get the door closed back there? Thank you. And in the back here, we have a book that you can put your name and address in so we can keep in touch for other events, since we all have you all together here now. We would like to welcome everybody, and we would like to introduce ourselves. But before we do, here's a brief commercial. You all may not know who I am. That's why wherever I go and whatever I do, I carry me. Got to carry yourself through life. That's my lovely son and wife. They know how to get on the show. Let me introduce ourselves. We are the Mooney Twins. Wanted to start our own religion, but someone beat us to it. Great to have a brother like him. In fact, when we were younger, we used to always copy each other. Great to have a brother like him. In fact, when we were younger, we used to always copy each other. I would cry. I would cry. I'd wet in the bed. I'd get wet. I know a lot of people are really wondering what race we really are. Take your time. So here's a brief description of ourselves. Our hair is brown. Our eyes are green, our lips are pink, our skin is golden yellow. We're host of Twinkies. We're from Oakland, California. Oakland, we had big, huge, gigantic naturals. Hair for days. Looks like two bushes, right? Used to braid our own hair. And at night to scare people, we would braid it together. Really scare people, we would spin around faster. People on PCT would run out the window. We are vegetarians. How many vegetarians we got out in the house tonight? Oh, it's wonderful. We've come a long way. We used to be drugitarians. We even came out with our own health drugs. Whole wheat cocaine. High and healthy. Done a lot of fasting. Lost with the bohemian diet, lost a lot of weight. We used to be one big fat person. Ain't big dude, just eat. They got a lot of interesting stuff happening here the whole lifetime. Right.
They got a fire walking.
Oh.
Why is there too many brothers out there?
Oh, white folks is crazy.
Yeah. Walk the fire. Oh. My brothers in Africa was walking fire for breakfast.
Yeah, all right. Hey,
let's put a fire. And the thing about it is that fire walking, we can't afford it for one thing. It's big money to go. But see, what I want to do is have all them white folks that's doing the fire walking to go below Wilshire, like midnight on a Saturday.
If they make it through that, we'll give them $700.
And then, you know, white folks call everybody master, got all these gurus. See, you don't see brothers with too many gurus.
Last thing we want to do is call somebody master.
Only thing we want to see master on is a shark.
It's a thing happened here they had last night. New age sexuality. Oh, we were there front row.
How to make sex spiritual.
Yes. See, the people already make sex spiritual because you hear them at the end of it, you hear them say, oh, God.
But doctrine teaches you how to say, oh, God, in the beginning.
Yeah.
Get that over with quick.
Yeah. It's amazing, man. Because men, you know, they misuse women these days. It's a crime against nature. Get on top of them, it's over. You got to learn how to laugh.
Can't be a man who can't laugh. You got to be an everlasting man.
Because
they teach you how to raise that energy up your spine. You know, raise it up. And if you don't watch out, it'll raise up your spine to your head and you'll blow up. Better watch out on that.
Yeah. It'll happen. So, brothers, take your time.
Don't be going out here to learn all this stuff to make love to all kinds of different women and become a holistic pimp.
Brothers be making love to women like they do on the aerobics.
Yeah. So you got to find somebody you're in love with. See, then you work it out real nice.
And you flow with the world.
And they got a lot of religious groups out here too. It's deep. You know, Western religion is so different from Eastern religion. You know,
Western religion, they teach you how to say, you give hate, you receive hate. You give love, you receive love. You give money, you'll never get it back.
Man, and Western religion, how can we say God without saying God is? Huh?
Well,
all these gods and goddesses out here. Beautiful. We want to do a piece, end with a piece on religion that comes from India and kind of explains all the religion. It's about a guy who comes up to heaven to meet his maker.
Because you guys all know, before you go in there, you all know that Buddha was really black. Y'all did know that.
He was.
That's
he
right.
That.
His real name was Booty.
And you know the Hare Krishnas, right? They worship this blue dude. Yeah. Now, whenever you see a black dude who's been in the sun a little too long, he gets so black he turns blue, right?
Right. Yeah. And have you ever seen black Hare Krishnas?
Yeah.
They scare me. Because they're the only ones dancing on beat.
Yeah. Yeah. Be out there breakdancing.
Yeah.
You guys know that breakdancing was started by poor people, right?
Yeah, that's right. Instead of calling it broke dancing.
So we want to do this little piece here about a brother who comes up to heaven to meet his maker.
Well, I know that's a lot of fun. That's my buddies, but got to stop for now. We'll continue this next week. 1-800-729-2603. Any info? FredBellAppearedine.com. See you next week.